Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so thankful that middle schoolers and the high schoolers group are in the midst of us.
感谢主啊，中学生、高中生今天跟我们在一起。
Hope one day the Lord will insert the burden and give me the permission and His grace so I can follow after my dear brother Basa Lawrence and to speak for him in English.
求主给我怜悯，让我有一天也可以像 Lawrence 弟兄一样，可以用英文讲道。
But English is not my mother tongue.
英语不是我的母语。
So today I'm still going to speak for him in Chinese.
所以今天我为着巴沙弟兄，我for him 为主，我还是用中文讲。
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
借着饼杯，你把我们带到天上与你同坐的福气里。
Through the table meeting, you bless us. For us, we are with you in heaven.
主，我们实在是要说，你的同在在哪里，哪里就是天。
We know that where your presence is, where is the heaven.
你的同在在哪里，哪里就是我们得力的源泉。
There is the sources where your presence is.
主，我们真是明白了，像你的话所说，有一天我们行走在天上的耶路撒冷的时候，我们众人都要说，我们的全源是在你那里。
We now understand one day when we walk in the New Jerusalem, we will be with you in the source.
然而早晨你也借着一首诗歌，你提醒我们说，我们进到幔内乃是为着要出到营外。
This morning you spoke to us through one hymn. We enter the veil, it is because we will go out the camp.
愿我们众人虽然软弱，能够在这个末世的世代的里边，我们能够成为营外你荣耀的见证。
Even though we are weak in this generation, but let us to be your glorious testimony.
我们众人今天在你宝座的前面，愿主你向我们说话。
We come before your mercy seat, speak to us, Lord.
你预备我们的心意，让我们能够成为盛装你丰富的器皿。
Prepare our hearts so that we can be the vessel, to contain your will.
在你面前，我们没有其他的祷告，我们只有一个呼求，说愿你向我们说话，仆人静听。
We have no other prayers, but we want you to speak to us.And then we are here to listen.
我们感谢你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Thank you. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scripture.
以赛亚书36:1-2.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 36, verse 1 and 2.
西西家王14年，亚述王希拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取。亚述王从拉吉差遣拉伯沙基率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去，他就站在上池的水沟旁，在漂布地的大路上。
Now it came to pass in the 14th year of the king Hezekiah that.Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Then the king of Assyria sent to the Rabshakeh with the great army from Lachish to King Hezekiah to Jerusalem. And he stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field.
这里所说的那个坚固城哈，就是设立在犹大全国各地的，他们为了防守国土的那个军事据点。
And here the fortified cities actually is talking about the military station spread over the land of Judah.
那么读经的弟兄告诉我们说，当时在犹大的全地差不多一共有60座的坚固城。
And then people said there are almost like 60 fortified cities in Judah.
那么现在59座坚固城已经都在亚述王的手里了，他本来他是可以一口气他就拿下耶路撒冷城的。
Now 59 fortified cities was taken by Assyrian, And then he can easily take the last one.
他是占绝对优势的。
And then they can prevail Israel.
但是稀奇的很，我们却看见亚述王他没有直接的攻城。
Amazingly, the king of Assyria, he didn't take Jerusalem.
所以我们在这里读到了，我们看见他派了手下的大将军叫做拉伯沙基，他在这个耶路撒冷的城门外向城里的百姓喊劝降的话。
And now we know that he didn't. He sent his commander, Rabshakeh, to come here to seize Jerusalem, and he just stay outside.
所以弟兄姐妹，你读到这里，你有没有觉得这不是多此一举的事吗
？You think, why do they do this?
他明明可以，就是踏一步，他就可以踏到耶路撒冷城了。
One step away, he can take Jerusalem.
如果你读到这个，跟着我们上一次的交通，我们读到36章的时候，你发现城里连2000个骑马的都没有，而城外是有186000或者185000的这个亚述大军，他拿耶路撒冷城拿下来，根本是不成问题的。
If you still remember.My last fellowship for Isaiah 36, you know, in the city, they even don't have 2,000 horsemen. But outside the city, there will be 185,000 armies of Assyrian.
他为什么要这样做?
Why do they do that? Why they didn't?Take the city.
原来亚述王他要用谎言从犹大百姓的里边把那个耶路撒冷城给拆毁了。
And then it is because the king of Assyria, he wants to destroy the city from inside.
我们刚才唱的那首诗歌叫做《美丽的西安》。
We just sang the hymn, The Beautiful Zion.
西安是耶路撒冷的另外一个名字。
Zion is another name of Jerusalem.
为什么耶路撒冷叫西安？是因为大卫的宝座就在西安，就在耶路撒冷城里边。
The reason Jerusalem is also called Zion because that's the city of David.
西这个耶路撒冷城是可以变的，但是西安永远是不会变的。
You can change Jerusalem, but the name Zion you can never change it.
所以我们就知道耶路撒冷它不单单是南国犹大的京城。
We know that Jerusalem is not only the capital of the southern kingdom Judah.
它是神的拣选和神旨意的一个见证。
That is the testimony that God has chosen.
有一天这个见证要达到地极的。
And then one time this testimony will go through all the way to the end of the world.
所以我们讲这个见证，我们刚才讲的就是犹大的狮子耶西的根和大卫的宝座。
You know this city is the lion of Judah, the root of Jesse. That's the throne of David.
所以这个见证，这个宝座，只要在神百姓的心里边。
When this testimony, when this throne in the heart of God's people.
那么即使耶路撒冷城是它是被外边被攻破了。
Even though Jerusalem was taken outwardly by the enemy,
它就是被夷成平地了。
Even it's destroyed to flat.
有一天，神还能够重建这个城。
One day God will rebuild the city.
但是诗篇十一篇就告诉我们一句话说，若是里边的城倒塌了，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
In Psalm tells us,if the city from inside was destroyed, when the foundation are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
那么这一点，城里的人和城外的人，他们都是知道的。
People outside the city or inside the city, they all know this point.
所以就有了我们要读的以赛亚书三十六章。
So that is the Isaiah chapter 6.
那么我们说亚
36, sorry.
亚述王的诡计就代表今世代仇敌的工作。
The wile of the king of Assyria is the enemy's work today.
那么当然仇敌来了，他无非要杀害毁坏和这个和杀害偷盗和毁坏。
Of course.The enemy come is like a thief. He does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
但是弟兄姊妹，仇敌来了，他的目标不是外边的城，是里边的城。
You know, when the enemy comes, his purpose is not the city from outside or inside.
他不是用强攻的，他是用谎言的。
He's not going to attack, to take by force, but by lies.
我们再读一处的圣经，是在36章21到22节。
Another scripture.
然后从37章的1节到2节。
Isaiah 36, verse 21, 22, and then chapters 37, 1 and 2.
百姓静默不言，并不回答一句，因为王曾经吩咐说，不要回答他。当下希勒家的儿子加宰、以利亚敬和书记舍伯纳，并亚萨的儿子史官约雅，都撕裂衣服来到西西家那里，将拉伯沙基的话告诉了他。西西家王听见，就撕裂衣服，披上麻布，进了耶和华的殿，使加宰、以利亚敬和书记舍伯纳，并祭司中的长老都披上麻布，去见亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚。
But the people remained silent and said nothing in reply, because the king had commanded, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and Joel, son of Asaph, the recorder, went to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him what the Rabshakeh had said. When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, the palace administrator, Shebna, the secretary, and the leading priest, all wearing sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos.
我们在前一次的交通的里边，我们讲到如何识破仇敌的诡计。
In my former message, we talking about how to know the devil's wiles.
那么现在我们看见城里的百姓和西西家王和他的大臣们，他们如何胜过仇敌的诡计。
Now we see how Hezekiah, his administrators, and then his high priest, how do they overcome devil's wiles?
那么第一，我们看见众人静默不言。
First of all, we see they keep silent.
那么第二是西西家王他进了耶和华神的殿。
Second one is the king Hezekiah, he entered the temple of the Lord.
那么第三就是众人来到先知以赛亚那里，他们求问神的话。
The third point is all they came to prophet Isaiah, they want to know the word from the Lord.
那当然我们说列王记下十九章那里说到犹大和耶路撒冷他们最终的得胜是耶和华的使者在当夜这个到了亚述的营中杀了185,000人。
In 2 Kings, we know the ultimate victory is because at that night the angel of the Lord went out and put the death a hundred and eighty-five thousand in a Syrian camp.
那么这是说到神那一边的工作。
We know that's the work from the Lord's side.
但是以赛亚书三十六章是说到神百姓这一边的作为。
But in Isaiah chapter 36 is talking about the work of God's people.
我们再读一处新约圣经以弗所书的六章。
New Testament Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的六章十三到十四节的上半段，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住，所以要站稳了。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 and the first half of 14, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm.
如果我们今天我们要来总结以赛亚书三十六章的信息的话，
If we want to summarize the message from 36.
那么首先第一点，我们是很明显的看见犹大在这里，他是被放在一个冲突性的一个局面的里边。
The first point we know that means Judah was placed in a troubled situation.
什么叫冲突性的局面？我们就是要看见一面是西西家王他做王的那个年间，南国犹大他经历了14年的复兴。
And what is to call to in a clashes situation? First of all, is when Hezekiah is the king, he has a revelation for 14 years.
那么另外一面就是亚述在这个时候就上来攻击他们，要行毁灭的事。
On the other hand, is Assyrian, they will come here to destroy it.
所以我们讲到复兴的话，那么历代志的历代志下的29章到31章，那里就讲到西西家王所做的三件事情。
When we're talking about Revelation, in Second Chronicle from chapter 29 to 31, is talking about what King Hezekiah did.
那么怎么会带来这个十四年的复兴呢？就是第一，西西家王他就恢复了殿的敬拜。
How did Hezekiah brings the revelation? First of all, is he restored the temple worship.
那么西西家王就带领众人向神献燔祭、赎罪祭和感谢祭，就恢复了神人和好的那个关系。
Hezekiah brought the people. They have to lead the sacrifices to the Lord. So the Lord and the temple worship was restored.
那么第二呢，西西家王他就发命守节。
Secondly, King Hezekiah, he ordered to keep festivals.
那么在这里特别的是讲到两个节期是他带领的这个犹大众人去守的，一个是逾越节。
And then here mentioned two important festivals he ordered the Israelites to keep. One is Passover.
那么当然借着逾越节，我们都知道是恢复了这个，他们是纪念神的救恩。
We know that the Passover, that means they remembers of the God's salvation.
那么第二，他们就是守除酵节。
The secondly, and then they restored the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么在这个除酵节的这个期间的里边，他们就立志，他们分别为圣，他们来讨神的喜悦。
During the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, they determined they will be separated from the world.
那么第三件事情，他们就是废弃偶像。他们在全地，在犹大的全地，把这个西西家王父亲亚哈斯王所立的全部的偶像都砍掉了，都废掉了。
The third one is they destroy all the idols set by the king Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah.
所以我们就知道，当一个属灵的复兴要临到神的百姓的话，有三件事情是很重要的。
We know if there is a revelation.From the Lord to His people, there were three things that are very important.
第一是敬拜。
First of all is worship.
第二是节期。
And then the second is the festivals.
第三是除掉偶像。
Third is destroy old idols.
那么在这三件事情上，还有一件事情是最关键的。
And then among these three, one thing is the key point.
那么就是在历代之下的29章3节那里说，西西家王开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
It is mentioned in the Second Chronicle, chapter 29. It says Hezekiah, opened the door of the temple to the Lord of the Lord.
那因为在他的父亲亚哈斯王的年间，亚哈斯王亲手把耶和华殿的门是给关闭的，所以在他做王的期间，圣殿的门是永远关闭的。
Because during the regime of his father Ahaz, the door of the temple was closed.To his region.
那么他们虽然有圣殿，但是没有神的同在。
Even though they have temple, there is no presence of the Lord.
那么现在圣殿的门打开了，就给百姓就开出一条活路来。
Now the door of the temple is open. They make a way to God's people.
圣殿的门开了，神的同在就回来了。
When when they opened the door of the temple of the Lord and God's presence returned.
神的同在回来了，那么新鲜活泼的生命就回到神的百姓的中间了。
When God's presence was returned and God's the renewed life will return.
所以我们看见了吗？这是西西家王十四年复兴的关键中的那个关键。
Now we see this is the key point of the 14 years of revelation that Hezekiah.
那么
Revival, yes.
读经的弟兄就告诉我们说，我们从历代志上下和列王记上下，南国犹大前后一共有十九个王。
From the Second Chronicle to the King, there is all 19 kings in the southern kingdom, Judah.
什么时候殿兴旺了，那个王就好了，然后国运就兴旺了。
Whenever there was a revival of the temple, and then the kingdom will be revived.
什么时候殿衰败了，那个王就是恶王，国运就衰败了。
When the temple was destroyed, the king will become an evil one.
我们为什么要这么说？
Why do we say so?
我们今天都有神的殿住在我们里边。
We know there is a temple dwelling in us today.
主说信他的人从他里边要流出活水的江。
The Lord says whoever believed in him, there will be a living water flow within him.
住在我们里边的当然是活水的江河源头。
Of course, the one who dwells in us is the source of the living water.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里边那个耶和华的殿的门是敞开的还是封闭的？
But brothers and sisters, is the door of the temple is open or closed within us?
难怪今天许多的聚会，你看上去什么都是好的。
No wonder it's like looks normal in many gatherings.
他们的诗歌是好的，他们的祷告是好的，他们的信息也是好的。
They have good message, good hymns, good prayers.
但是实在的来说，人里边的那个耶和华殿的门是封闭的。
And in fact, in reality, the doors of the temple is remain closed within us.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的同在，神的儿女才有活路可以走的。
Okay, we will have a way out whenever God's presence is with us.
我们里边神的殿的门若是开着的话，再大的难处是难不倒我们的。
If the door of God's temple is open, we will not be stumbled by even the greatest hardship.
求主让我们一次又一次聚集的时候，我们越过里边能够持守这个荣耀的一年。
When we come to the gathering, we will keep this in mind.
那么我们讲到这个是冲突性的局面的，在犹大的这一边。
Now we know this is a clashing situation on the side of Judah.
那么现在我们来看亚述他前来攻击耶路撒冷城。
Now we see the Assyrian come here and then try to take Jerusalem.
有一句话是在历代志下32章第一节，那里是非常关键的一句话。
There is one word that's important in Second Chronicle chapter
32, verse 1. 他说这前程是以后亚述王希拿基利来侵入犹大。
He say after all this that Hezekiah has faithfully done.
那么什么是这前程是呢？
And then the king Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came here to invade Judah. What is those godly things?
那么我们从刚才的背景的介绍，我们就知道这前程的事，当然是指着西西家王大复兴的那四件重要的事情。
And when they talking about all this faithful or godly thing is meant in the 14 years, is talking about the three things that has occurred.
那么这四件事情就是：第一，他们恢复了敬拜。
Oh, the four things. First one is they restored worship.
第二，他们发命守节。
And then they will keep the festivals.
第三，他们废除偶像。
Thirdly, they destroyed the idols.
那么第四，有一件这些事情上最重要的一件事情，就是西西家王开了耶和华殿的门。
The most important one is the King Hezekiah, they opened the door of the temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这四件事情就是在这里指的 这虔诚的事以后，这个亚述王西拿基利就来入侵犹大了。
That's the four things here mentioned. All this godly thing, and they have done, and then the king of Assyria came here.
所以以色列的历史就告诉我们一个规律。
So the history of Israel tells us a law.
那么什么时候耶路撒冷城和圣殿的那个见证恢复了？那么在神的百姓中就有这虔诚的事。
Whenever the city and the testimony was restored, and they will be godly.
那么什么时候仇敌的攻击就来了？一定是这样的。
Whenever the enemy come here try to destroy, that's the reason.
那么弟兄姊妹，这就是那个冲突性的局面。
That is the clash situation.
现在亚述的大军他们站在耶路撒冷的城下。
Now the army are.Surrounded Jerusalem.
那现在我们知道了，他只为这一件事情。
We know they came here for one thing.
他不为这攻城略地。
They don't want to really take the land.
他只为这一件事情，就是这个城和殿的见证。
And one thing they care is the city and the testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不但是在先知的年代，在今天的时代里也是如此。
This is not only happened in the time of the prophet.And it will happen today.
不但是在团体的见证的里边，在个人的经历里边也是如此。
It will happen not only in corporate testimonies, but in individual testimonies.
弟兄姊妹，这就是给我们今天一个问题的答案。
This is the answer for our questions today.
许多的弟兄姊妹都是在那里问说，我们今天为什么会这么难的？
And then many brothers and sisters will ask why we have so many difficulties today.
当然，我们的主说过一句话，说在这个世上你们有苦难。
Of course, the Lord says you will have hardships on earth.
是的，我们承认说这个世界实在是太苦了，没有任何解药的。
We know our life is so bitter in this world. There's no way out.
但是弟兄姊妹，这不是唯一的一个答案。
But that is not the only answer for us.
今天我们站在难处的当中。
We are in the midst of afflictions.
乃是因着一个冲突性的局面。
Because there is a clashes.
而这个冲突性的局面，归根到底就是因为神的见证。
These clashes, is because of the testimony of the Lord.
哪里有神的见证，哪怕是一点点微弱的亮光，就会有这个冲突性的局面。
Wherever there is the manifestation of the testimony of the Lord, even a little bit, that there will be attack from the enemy.
所以你现在看见了没有？以赛亚书三十六章的信息是多么的重要。
Now you know how important the message from Isaiah chapter 36.
亚述这个国家，他四处打仗，在世人的眼里看，不过是国攻打国，民攻打民。
Assyria, they will try to take every country in the eyes of the world, that is the nation against nation.
但是今天他前来攻打犹大，在神的百姓的眼里是一场属灵的征战。
But today they come here try to take Judah in the eyes of the people of the Lord. It means he tried to destroy the testimony of the Lord.
他攻耶路撒冷城是为着神的拣选和旨意的见证。
He tried to take Jerusalem because of the children of the Lord and the Lord's testimony.
那么同样的，今天我们看那个 coronavirus。
Same for we to see the coronavirus.
那么在世人看来，只不过是公共健康的一件事情，是不是？
In the eyes of the world, this is just a public health issue.
那么在神的儿女的眼中看来，这是属灵的征战。
In the eyes of God's people, this is spiritual warfare.
因为希伯来十章二十五节那里说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝诫，既知道那日子近了，就更当如此。
Because in Hebrews chapter 10, it tells us not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you do the day approaching.
弟兄姊妹，你听见神的话讲了吗？不但不能够停止。
Did you hear clearly? Not only you cannot give up meeting together.
而且那日子近了的时候，更要如此。
You have to do more as you see that day approaching.
现在你知道我们为什么会那么难了吗？
Now you know how hard it is for us.
因为那日子近了。
Because that day is approaching.
神的见证是说，你们不但不能够停止，而且要更应该如此。
The Lord tells us, do not give up. Not only that, you have to do more.
为着这个见证，你我就要站在一个冲突性的局面的里边。
For this testimony, we will be in this clashes.
今天你到底是站在哪一边？
And what side do you stand?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当日耶路撒冷城要遭受战争之苦。
And then,Back then, Jerusalem will suffer from the war.
是因为神的百姓他们在十四年的复兴里边，他把自己放到神旨意的那个见证里边。
Because during the 14 years of revival, God's people put them in that situation.
那么这是我们说以赛亚书三十六章信息我们要总结的第一个要点。
That's the first point, the summary of the Isaiah chapter 36.
什么时候你把自己放到那个见证里边去了？
Whenever you are in the midst of the testimony of the Lord,
你会发现你里里外外时时刻刻都会站在一个冲突性的局面的里面。
You will discover that within and without, you will be in the clashes.
从前在英国有一位圣徒。
There will be a saint in England before.
那么他在乡下一个小小的教会里边服侍着。
He served in the church at in a small village.
那么那个小小的地方都是乡下人，人不多，但是事情很忙。
There's not many people in the small village, but there are many things.
那么这个小小教会里边不但是忙，而且这个事情都是很棘手的。
Not only they kept him busy, but those things are really hard to handle.
那么这些忙乱到了一定的程度以后呢？这个弟兄他就向主祷告说。
To the point, this brother he has to pray to the Lord.
他说：“求你给我一个平静安稳的日子。”
Lord, give me a quiet life.
那么后来他就有机会就到了伦敦城里有一个很大的教会。
And then he had a chance to go to a big church, mega church in London.
上千人的教会里边人很多的。
It's a mega church has over 1,000 people.
那么他觉得这个里边很满足。
And then he feel he was satisfied.
人虽然多，但是那个里边很安静。
Even there was many people, but it's quiet.
那么他就真的是很享受。
He enjoyed it.
但是有一天主就开他的眼睛。
But one day the Lord opened his eyes.
那么叫他看见原来在乡下的那个教会的里边。
The Lord let him see in his small village, the church at a small village.
里边有一个很大的魔鬼带着二三十个小跟班。
There will be a devil has 20 or 30 followers.
每天三班倒的。
And then they have three shifts.
拿着叉子不是捅这个就是扎那个。
They have the fork. They will either poke this or poke the other one.
哎呦，那些大魔鬼和他小跟班是忙得不亦乐乎。
And those devil and his followers, they were busy.
哦，所以他知道了。他说：“我这个是为什么？我原来在那么小的那个地方是那么忙。”
Now he understood why he was so busy even in the small church.
那么在伦敦的大教会里。
But at the big church in London.
只有一个小鬼
Only one minor devil.
那么他就很奇怪，在小的教会里边有一个大魔鬼带着二三十个小跟班，三班倒的。
So he wondered why in the small church there will be devil with his followers. They have to work so busy with three shifts.
那么这几千个人的大教会里边只有一个小鬼。
But in the mega church, only one small devil.
那么不但是这个小鬼，这个小鬼还蹲在墙角里打瞌睡。
Not only it's a small devil, and then this devil is slumber and at the corner.
所以弟兄姊妹，难道冲突性的局面不正是我们属灵光景的一个体温表吗？
Isn't that the clashes that is the thermometer of our
spiritual condition? 什么时候我们不在那个冲突性局面里边？
Whenever we're not in the clashy situation,
我们确实是太平了。
We will have peace.
我们确实是安静了。
We will have a quiet life.
你可以在这个在今天的这个时间的里边，你在自己家里，你的命是保住了。
You will stay home, and your life will be kept.
弟兄姊妹，那恐怕那就是真是我们有活了。
That probably is the vow to us.
所以现在拉伯沙基将军来了。
So now is the commander Rabshakeh.
他站在耶路撒冷城门外边。
He stood outside Jerusalem.
他就用谎言向城里的犹大百姓了轮番的进攻。
He attacked people in the city with lies.
那么实在来说，谎言的威力是远远大过枪和炮的。
You know, the power of the lies is greater than guns and powers.
那么这个是我们说，如果我们要总结以赛亚36章的信息的话，这是第二个要点：谎言的威力是大过枪和炮的。
This is the second point of the summary of this chapter. That is the lies of the devil is greater than force.
比如说，我们来看。拉伯沙基他要向着犹大的百姓说调包的谎言。
And then, for example, Rabshakeh, he will tell something tricky to the people inside the state of Jerusalem.
他乃是要用世界的五谷新酒之地啊，把那个耶路撒冷的见证就从神百姓的里边就换掉，这叫调包。
Oh, he will try to switch the goods, with the wine and the grains.And to the people inside.
你发现没有？他不是用枪炮来占领，他是用一个五谷新酒之地，把你心里有的那个见证把它换掉。
He tried to take the testimony what you have. It's like the wine, the grain you have, and he will switch it to the guns and the cannons.
这是谎言的威力。
That's the power of lies.
他在换的时候，他告诉你，你什么都没有缺少啊。
When he switch.And he will tell you, you will lack of nothing.
你什么都没有损失啊。
You will not lose anything.
而且你得到的那个五谷新酒之地，比你现在待的地方都不知道好多少倍了。
The wine and grain you will receive, it's better than what you have now.
这叫做谎言。
That is lie.
我们前面已经说过了。
We already mentioned.
仇敌心知肚明的知道，是如果他要用逼迫、用流血的话，那他是不能拆毁耶路撒冷城的。
The devil clearly knew if he tried to persecute and he tried to take by force, then he will not destroy the testimony.
那么，这是教会前300年的历史已经向我们证明了。
The over 300 years of history of church has already proved.
我认识一个年长的弟兄，那他这个在年轻的时候就到了罗马城里边，是专门去修复古迹。
I knew a elderly brother. He went to Rome to repair those ancient sites.
那么他有一阵的工作就是在那个梵蒂冈 Vatican City.
One time he worked in Vatican City.
那他说，你所有修复梵蒂冈城的那些教会的古迹。
So all the historical site was repaired in Vatican.
如果你是主的儿女，你不要参与修复地基的工程。
If you are children of God, do not work on the foundation of the city.
他说，有一句话是真实的。
You say one word is true.
教会的是建立在殉道者的骨头上面的。
And the church is established on the bones of the martyred.
今天的梵蒂冈城是过去罗马帝国迫害基督徒的一个抛尸场，就是尸首杀了以后扔在那边。
The Vatican City now is the foundation.Is the bones that was buried for the martyr.
他说你挖下去以后层层的白骨。
If you dig deep enough, you will see bones.
你越挖下去越是有白骨。
The deeper you dig, and then the more bones you will see.
而且层层的白骨是一个年代一个年代一个年代的。
And then there's layers of bones from generations to generations.
他说他第一次去他不知道。
He didn't know this when he first been there.
他看见教会的地基，教堂的地基，他说我手都软了。
When he saw the foundation of the church, he said, "My hands become feeble."
殉道者的血是福音的种子。
The blood of the martyred is the seed of gospel.
所有的规律都是一样的，见证的火是越扑越旺的。
It's the same law. If you try to quench the testimony, they will be fired up more.
但是当仇敌他改用了谎言的诡计的时候
，When the devil and try to switch it by lie,
我们看见他常常的能够在神的儿女的中间，他得手的。
And we know he will prevail over God's people.
这是教会后1700年的历史向我们证明了的。
That is the later 1700 history of church has proved this.
我们都知道行传三章里边有一个故事。
We know there is a story in Book of Acts chapter 3.
那就是彼得他在圣殿的美门他医治了那个生来是瘸腿的人。
And then that says Peter healed this born to be lame person.
他在医治的时候，彼得说：“金和银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名，叫你起来行走。”
Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
这是教会的见证。
That is the testimony of the church.
这是教会极其明亮的那个见证。
That is the brightest testimony of church.
在初期的教会，他们什么都没有。
In the beginning of the church, they have nothing.
他们没有像这样子的建筑。
They don't have a building like us.
他们不得不在坟墓里边聚集。
They have to gather in the graveyard.
我们今天还有理由说是因为日光时间改了，所以我晚来了。
Do we have reasons that because we changed to summer?
在初期的教会里边，他们根本不能够在白天聚会的。
In the first church, they cannot even gather in day time.
白天不属于他们，他们没有白天，他们只有黑。他们才能够偷偷地在坟墓里边聚会。
They don't have daytime does not belong to them. They only in the night they can secretly gather at the graveyard.
我们今天做一个折叠椅，我们要互相比，到底是 Costco 的好还是 Sam's Club 的好
？If we are sitting on the folding chair, we will compare the chair is better in the Costco or from.
前面读经的弟兄讲，他们聚会的时候根本连个椅子都没有的，他们是站着聚会的。
The former Brothers, they testify when they come to the gathering. There's no chair; they have to stand.
他们没有爱宴，他们什么东西都没有，就是大家围着一个饼，捧着一个杯，他们在那里喝。
No love feast. They only have one bread. They commune together.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们凡事都能够行。
But brothers and sisters, they did all.
是因为主的同在。
Because the presence of the Lord.
在那个时候，连保罗的围裙和手巾都能够治病。
Even that time, even the the apron and his handkerchief can heal people.
我们当然今天可以在道理上面讲什么是教会的见证。
We all know the doctrine. What is the testimony of the church?
对我来讲，当我读到。行传的三章，当我读到行传的十九章，保罗的手巾和围裙都能治病，这就是教会的见证。
For me, when I read the Acts chapter 3, when I read when the handkerchief and can heal people from Paul, that is testimony of church.
从前在意大利就有一位圣徒。那么他到罗马城里去看望他主里的弟兄。
There is one time a brother, from Rome, he went to visit his brother.
那么他们是很好的交情，所以他那个这个主里的弟兄就当然是很高兴，就把他带去游览参观那个罗马城里边那些金碧辉煌的大教堂。
They have good relationship, they have good friendship, so this brother will take him.To visit all the historical sites in Rome.
那么这个弟兄就很得意，他就跟这个乡下来的这个弟兄讲，他说：“兄台，你看，现在教会是金和银都有了。”
And then this brother was so proud, so he will tell another brother from a small village to say, "Look, the church now we have silver and we have gold."
弟兄这么得意的话是有情可原的。
It's understandable. He's so he's so proud.
你知道吗？罗马的教会在大逼迫的年代里边是流血最多的。
You know, the church at Rome, they have shed blood the most during persecution.
罗马的教会在大逼迫的里边是殉道，在各地的教会里边是排第一。
The church at Rome, has the most brothers and sisters who are martyred.
现在有这些金碧辉煌的那些的大教堂，那些 grand cathedral, 这个弟兄他当然是里边他要洋洋的。
And of course, he will feel so proud because he will see all these grand cathedrals.
然而，这位乡下的小弟兄就回答了一句话。
However, this brother from a small village answered him.
金和银你都有了。
You have silver or gold.
但是叫人起来行走的拿撒勒耶稣没有了。
But you don't have Jesus who can.The Jesus of Nazareth who can make the lamb walk. Sorry.
叫人起来行走的拿撒勒耶稣没有了。
There is no Jesus of the Nazareth.
这是这个小弟兄说的话。
That's the sentence that brother said from the small village.
我们都记得彼得说金和银我都没有。
We remember what Peter said, I don't have silver or gold.
只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
I give you all I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
有读经的弟兄说，只把我所有的给你。如果这句话翻译的准确一点的话，应该说只把我唯一所有的给你。
Some says if we translate more accurately, what do I have to give you, which is the only thing I have.
弟兄姊妹，彼得一无所有。
Peter has nothing.
教会一无所有。
The church has nothing.
但是万有住在初期的教会的里边。
And only one that dwells in the first church.
那个见证能够叫病人能够起来行走。
That testimony will let the lame walk.
能够叫瞎子看见。
The blind to see.
能够叫大麻风得医治。
And the leper will be healed.
什么样的叫癌症，什么样的 coronavirus, 都在这个见证的面前要暴愧蒙羞的。
And then all the cancers and coronavirus will be put to shame.
这个见证不是别的，是拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
This testimony is the Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的见证。
That is the testimony of the church.
这是教会久违了的见证。
That's the testimony of the church. It should be.
教会今天确实是富足了。
The church are rich today.
神的儿女今天为世界卖力，世界是很公平的。
The children of God, we work for the world. The world is fair.
你不要以为这个世界整天好像拿着刀在扎神的儿女一样，世界是很公平的。你为他卖力，他一定把五谷新酒要给你的。
Don't think this world is persecuting God's children. If you work hard for the world will give you wine and grain.
但若是我们里边有平安，我们有富足，我们有健康，却失去了那个叫人起来行走的拿撒勒人耶稣，难道这不就是亚述王向着耶路撒冷的那个轨迹吗？
If we have wealth, we have health, but we don't have Jesus of the Nazareth, the testimony of the Lord is this, we are in the tree of Assyrian.
弟兄姊妹，你说难道亚述王他还需要拿着枪拿着炮来对付耶路撒冷城吗？
Is the king of Assyrian will force to take Jerusalem with guns and cannons?
但是我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
经过西西家王十四年的复兴。
And then after the 14 years of a revival of Hezekiah,
耶路撒冷城的百姓，他们在生命上是有学习的，是有造就的。
And the people in Jerusalem, they have learned of life.
虽然拉伯沙基这个将军很会说谎话。
Even though Rabshakeh can really has the ability to lie.
但是犹大的百姓，他们能够胜过仇敌的谎言。
But the people in Judah, they can overcome the lies of the enemy.
这是属灵的复兴带出来的真实的果效。
That is the reality of the revival, spiritual revival.
今天很多人讲复兴。
Many people are talking about revival.
不过是魂的造势。
And that is just the power of souls.
不过是人数的堆积。
That is just the pile of people.
属灵复兴真实的果效。
The two works of the spiritual revival.
乃是我们能够成为主的见证。
That is, we can become the testimony of the Lord.
更主要的，我们是能够胜过仇敌的谎言。
And more, is we have to overcome the lies of the enemy.
我们不但是要识破仇敌的诡计。
Not only we have to know the lies of the enemy.
我们周五的查经聚会，我们周二的祷告聚会，我们都是在主的话语和灵的带领里边，我们来学习如何识破仇敌的诡计。
The Bible study on Fridays, the prayer meeting on Tuesday, that is the opportunity for us to learn how do we know the enemy's wiles.
我们还要操练胜过仇敌的诡计。
We have to practice to overcome the lies of the enemy.
所以我们说，如果我们要总结以赛亚36章的信息的话，那么第三个要点就是胜过仇敌的诡计。
If we have to summarize the message of chapter 36, the third point is we have to overcome the wiles of the enemy.
我们看36章21节那里说了一句话，百姓静默不言，并不回答一句。
Chapter 36, verse 21, it says, But the people remain silent and say nothing in reply.
我们刚才读到新约以弗所书六章，讲到属灵的军装神赐给我们。
And then we see in Ephesians that God already gave us the armor.
它有一个用途，就是叫我们能够站立得稳。
The function is we can stand firm.
那么当拉伯沙基在城门外喊话，
When Rabshakeh shout outside the city,
城里神的百姓不是冲出去和敌人拼刺刀，
The people inside is not rush and go their fight,
而是靠着属灵的军装，他们能够站在信心磐石的根基的上面。
It is because of the armor of their faith they can stand by their faithful ground.
这个用在今天是非常合适的。
This is suitable for today's situation.
你别去理会仇敌的谎言，连回答都不要回答他。
Don't care about the wiles of the enemy. Do not even answer him.
我认识一位姊妹，当然是在其他的聚会的里边聚会。
I know a sister who gathered in other place.
前几天早晨打电话通电话的时候还好好的。
She was fine several days ago when she called me.
那当然我们在信心里边都有一些彼此的鼓励。
Of course, we had encouragement each other.
但是放下电话以后，这位姊妹就去了一趟 Costco。
And then after the phone call, she went to Costco.
回来以后再打电话。再通话，那个话里边的声音就不对了。
Her tone of voice changed after she shopped from the Costco.
我们整一天都没有找到她。
And we didn't find her.
当然是为着另外的事情，整一天都没找到她。
Of course, we have something tried to talk to her, and we couldn't find her.
很晚很晚，她才打电话。
And then in the late evening, she called back.
说这一天你都上哪儿去了？
And then we asked her, where did you go this
week? 哎呀，她说不知道，我今天忙得不得了。
She said, you know what? I was so busy today.
因为看到 Costco 里边的东西都没有了。
Because there's no goods in Costco.
我说什么东西没了？
And then I say, what are all gone?
她说什么都没有了。
There's nothing in Costco.
那就说你这一天都忙什么去了？
And then What did you do on this day?
都买手指去了。
I went to buy toilet paper.
这个手指和 coronavirus 这个中间到底有什么联系？我到今天还在问弟兄姊妹。
To this moment, I'm asking brother sister, what's the what is related to toilet paper is the coronavirus?
仇敌不需要用枪用炮。
The enemy doesn't need take by force with guns and cannons.
一个小小的谎言。
Just a small lie.
你跟着他走的话。
If you follow him.
不但是时间走掉了。
Not only you waste your time.
宝贵的光阴走掉了。
You waste your life.
你的信心也走掉了。
So do your faith.
但是在城里的人。
But people in the city.
百姓静默不言，并不回答一句。
The people remained silent and said nothing in reply.
他们第二个回应就是在37章的第一节。
And then the second is in chapter 37, verse 1.
西西家王进了耶和华的殿。
And then when King Hezekiah entered the temple of the Lord.
哦，这是不得了的事情。
That is great.
我们刚才讲了西西家王他复兴四件事情的时候，最要紧的一件事情，他就是开了圣殿的门。
We have mentioned the four things from his revival. The most important is the fourth thing. He opened the temple of the Lord.
那么现在这个敞开的门就为犹大的百姓开了一条活路。
Now this open door of the temple of the Lord has made a way to the people.
那么有了这个敞开的门，犹大的百姓他们随时随处随地都可以来到神的面前。
When the door of the temple is remained open, the people can come to the temple, come to before the Lord at any time, in any circumstance, and anywhere.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在祷告的当中，我们都会用希伯来十章的那句话讲，他用他的血为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
We have prayed the sentence a lot, and he will make a living way to us by his blood.
你知道那条又新又活的路是怎么样的一条路吗？
Do you know what is the new and living way?
他说那一条路是穿过幔子的。
That way is go through the veil.
今天这条路在你里边不是一个封闭的门。
This way is not remain the.
只要这条又新又活的路在你里边，它是穿过幔子的。
When you have this new and living way, it will go
through the 你不管在什么样的情况的下面，你都可以透过这一条又新又活的路，这一扇敞开的门，你来到神的面前，你有活路的。
In any circumstances, through this new and living way, you can come before the Lord, and you will be alive.
仇敌的大军压境算得了什么？
And then when the besiege of the enemy, what is, okay, so what?
十八万五千的军队算得了什么？
So what? They have a 185,000.
拉伯沙基的谎言有什么动听的地方？
And then so what? The lies of the Rabshka.
西西家王什么都没有，但是在他的里边，他有一个把握，圣殿的门是开着的。
And then King Hezekiah has nothing, but he has the assurance because the door of the temple is opened.
所以他进了耶和华殿的门。
So he went into the temple of the Lord.
犹大就没有投降。
And then so the Judah did not surrender.
没有弃城逃跑。
They didn't give up their city and run away.
他们也没有向埃及去讨救兵。
They didn't go ask Egypt for help.
他们而是回转归向神。
And then they return to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们再说一遍，如今这个敞开的门就在你里边。
I will say it again.
就在我里边。
This door that has opened is within you and within me.
就在我们中间。
It's in us.
我们如果不进这一个门的话，我们还有什么门呢？
If we do not enter this door this way, what else door and way we have?
他们第三个回应就是在三十七章的第二节。
The third thing they replied is in chapter 37, verse 2.
他们众人都到先知以赛亚那里求问神的话。
All of them they went to Isaiah and then they want to know the words from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，拉伯沙基的谎言太引诱人了。
The lies of the Rabshka is really tempted.
太有说服力了。
And it's very persuaded.
就像我刚才提到的那一位主里的姊妹。
It's like the sister I just mentioned.
挂了电话以后，一个谎言进来，人就不是她自己了。
After her phone call, there was a lie entered into her, and she changed.
犹大的百姓虽然可以站立得稳。
Even though the people of Judah, they can stand firm.
西西家也可以进耶和华的殿。
Hezekiah can enter into the temple of the Lord.
但若是没有神新鲜话语的那个供应，他们还是会失败。
But without the words of the Lord, they will still fail.
今天你只要打开手机。
If you turn on your cell phone.
你看看微信。
You check your WeChat.
微信就是你啊，微微信啊。
Oh, WeChat is you just believe it a little bit. Just believe a little bit.
你看看抖音。
Oh, what is that?
TikTok.
Oh, when you check TikTok.
哎呀，各种各样的小道消息、似是而非的说法是铺天盖地而来的。
You have so many gossip.
我就我认识的这一位姊妹哈。
The sister that I know.
前几天有一天傍晚，她就打了一个电话。
There's one evening she called me.
她问她就是她问说你们家有没有大蒜
？Oh, she asked, "Do you have garlic at your house?"
我说我们家有大蒜，但是不多。我以为她是开我玩笑，因为我山东人爱吃大蒜。
I thought she was joking when I told her I have garlic, but not much.
所以我说不是每一个山东人都吃大蒜。
Oh, because I'm from Shandong, the Shandong people like to eat garlic, but not all of the Shandongese eat garlic.
她说什么时候了，你还开玩笑？
He said, "So are you joking around?" And then, okay, we're in critical condition.
我是为你的活命考虑。
I'm concerned about your life.
哦，那我说你说说看。
And tell me about it.
他说我刚从抖音上面看来一个消息。
Oh, I just saw something from TikTok, yeah.
他说你剥两瓣大蒜。
Oh, get two cloves of garlic.
塞在你鼻孔里边
Put in your nose.
他说这样的话你在 coronavirus 的里边他说你无往而不胜
You will win victory over the coronavirus.
这就是谎言的威力
That is the power of the lies.
我放下电话我还真问我姊妹了说我们家有没有大蒜
After I put down my phone, I asked my wife, "Do we have garlic?"
这些的谎言现在铺天盖地而来。你每天看都来，我告诉你，每天现在你每天 delete 这些的微信的消息，你都要花很多的时间，别说是看了。
There's so many lies about coronavirus. Even you don't have enough time to delete it. Even not thinking you will check them all.
不知不觉的你就被埋在谎言里边。
You will be buried in lies.
你知道吗？谎言把你宝贵的光阴都给你拿去了。
The lies take your time.
你有上班的弟兄姊妹，我们有多少的时间，我们是用在祷告，用在主的话语上面
？How many times you pray, you read the words of the Lord at work.
难道仇敌真是拿把枪顶在你的背后讲你不许祷告不许读经吗
Isn't the enemy has a gun forced you say you do not read the Bible pray.
他不需要这样做。
The enemy will not do that.
他用你的手机就可以了。
He will just use your phone.
他把你宝贵的时光都给拿走了。
He will take your precious time.
信心就被憋死了。
And then your faith will be dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为这周五的查经聚会我们祷告。
We need pray for a Bible study on Fridays.
我们要为这主日的信息聚会祷告。
We need pray for a Sunday gathering.
我们奉主的名聚集。
In the name of the Lord, we gather here.
我们需要主的话做新鲜的供应。
We need provision from the word of the Lord.
讲道永远不会多的。
And then the message has never been too much.
查经永远不会多的。
Bible study will never be too much.
在这个混乱的时代的里面。
In this chaotic generation.
人最需要的是主的话。
And then what we need the most is the word from the Lord.
人最需要的是主的话，在我们里边有及时新鲜的供应。
And what we need the most is the fresh.From the word of the Lord.
所以众人要来到先知的面前，求先知说：“你为我们祷告，看神向我们说什么话。”
That's why people came to the prophet and says, pray for us and to see what the Lord will speak to us.
他们就胜过仇敌的诡计。
And then they overcome the wiles of the devil.
我们再总结一下以赛亚书三十六章的信息。
Let us to summarize again, chapter 36.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常是因着见证的缘故，我们站在冲突性的局面里边。
Because of the testimony, for the sake of the testimony of the Lord, we will be put in a clashing situation.
你为什么会那么难？
And then why do you have hardships?
我为什么会这么难？
And then why do I have hardships?
我们为什么就是一个小小的聚会，怎么就会那么多的难处？
And then how we have so many hardships in this small gathering?
因着见证的缘故，我们站在冲突性的局面。
For the sake of the testimony, we are in this troubled situation.
这个冲突性的局面是我们属灵的温度计。
And this troubled situation is our spiritual thermometer.
这个世界有许许多多的地方，你今天做神的儿女，你可以去找一个安静，你可以去找一个人多，你可以去找一个让你心满意足，你觉得是敬拜的地方。
As a children of God, you can find a place who's quiet or busy or satisfied. You go worship the Lord.
但若是你不站在一个冲突性的局面的里边，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我要说我们有祸了。
Woe to us if we are not in this troubled situation.
这是第一点。第二点，仇敌最拿手、最常用的武器是谎言。
That's the first point. The second point is the enemy is really good at.Use his best weapon, which is his lies.
今天在神儿女的当中，我总觉得我们还是满腔热血、愿意拼刺刀的人多过能够识破仇敌诡计的人。
I think among us, there's more people who would like to put all your time and effort to work for the Lord than the ones who know the lies of the enemy.
胜过仇敌的谎言，今天是我们的征战。
To overcome the lies of the enemy, that is our battle.
这是第二点。第三点，我们胜过仇敌的谎言，我们要有三件事情。
That's the second point. The third point is, if we overcome the lies of the enemy, we have to do three things.
第一，让我们站立得稳。
First of all, we have to stand firm.
在今天这个疫情的事件的里边。
In the coronavirus situation,
我们要站立得稳。
Stand firm.
有许多在我们身边的是仇敌的谎言。
There's many lies around us.
第二，握住那条又新又活的路，那是敞开的活路，敞开的门。
Secondly, hold fast that new and living way. That is the open way, open door.
第三个，我们住在主的话语里边。
Thirdly, dwell in the words of the Lord.
我们就能够经历过这个多灾多难的时代里边，我们仍然能够得胜。
We still can stand firm and win victory when we go through all this chaotic and affliction.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话是纯净的灵奶，是炼金的金子。
Your word is the refined milk, and then it's the refined gold.
你的话是我们生命的灵粮。
And your word is our spiritual food.
愿说话的灵在我们里边点活你的话。
May this living way ignite our life.
叫我们在你话语的光中。
In the light of your words.
我们能够得见生命的光。
We will see this light of life.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Because Christ loved his church and gave himself to the church.
我们的前途和教会的得胜是在主的手中。
Our future and then the victory of the church is in our Lord's hands.
愿主你保守你的教会。
Lord, you keep your church.
保守我们众人和我的同伴。
And then keep all of us and my companions.
我们一同被提到主你宝座的前面。
May we all be raptured before your mercy, Yeah, mercy seat.
我们能够与众圣徒我们一同的欢呼歌唱。
We will rejoice with all the saints.
说荣耀荣耀归于坐宝座的羔羊。
We'll say glory, glory to the one who sit on the throne.
靠主耶稣的圣灵祷告。
In the victory's name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.